It is foggy on this Thursday morning. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. The dense fog advisory in effect through probably about 10 o'clock this morning. Visibility 1/4 mile or less with the dense fog. Now, this is for the entire area. Everything from Tiger coming over this way, Colville, Kettle Falls, Northport, Chewila, Spokane down in the Airway Heights area, very dense fog, low visibility, making driving conditions hazardous. Now, the other thing to keep in mind with this fog, we are not that much above freezing. So if you, depending on where you are, with the air temperatures near freezing, you could encounter some slick roadways. So be prepared for slippery road conditions this morning. The other thing is, make sure, even though, you know, you can't see very well and you're going to have to slow down a little bit, just keep that wheel straight. Don't be accelerating aggressively or braking hard. You want to try and drive carefully here on this Thursday. Well, we'll see if this fog even gets out of here by 10 o'clock. It's pretty thick here this morning. Well, the legislators over in Olympia, they just don't want to talk about it, so they're going to ignore it. For the fourth time over the last 2 weeks, the Democrats unanimously rejected a request for a hearing on the Citizens' Initiative. Kelly Payne has the report.
Initiative 2109 would repeal the capital gains income tax approved in 2021 by the legislature's majority Democrats. House Republican Deputy Leader Mike Steele urged his colleagues to act on the initiative as the state constitution directs.
It should be directly referred to committee so that the people of Washington State have a chance to attend a hearing, to discuss their ideas, to impart their notion to us. We've created this process as a state, and we should take it seriously. It should not be ignored.
Steele repeated the case made by House Republicans to prioritize an initiative of the people.
Mr. Speaker, over 400,000 individual citizens in Washington State have sent a very clear message to this legislature. Deal with this initiative and do it in front of everything else.
In addition to Initiative 2109, three additional initiatives have been certified by the Secretary of State. They include the repeal of the Climate Commitment Act, restoring police pursuit options, and a parent's Bill of Rights. Kelly Payne, the state capitol.
All right, so we've got four initiatives now certified, and not a one of them have gotten a hearing from the legislature. They're going to ignore the people that signed the petitions, not going to hold a hearing, and I guess we're just going to send it to the ballots and let the people have their say. And we'll see what happens there. The easiest way to have your say is to replace your legislators that are voting these things in. By far the majority of them from over on the west side, but there are some down in the Spokane area that jump right on board with all the west side people. The people here in our area, Stevens County, the 7th Legislative District, they hold the line pretty good for letting, you know, they're fighting an uphill battle against the majority, but our local legislators, on the whole, stand pretty well with what the people around here have wanted. It's an upside-down society today. Seattle. Remember the demonstrators? They were busting out windows. They were looting. They were having a heyday in Seattle back in 2020. The city of Seattle is going to pay $10 million to 50 demonstrators. A good share of that money is going to go to the attorneys that brought the lawsuit. But the protesters were the ones that were rallying. They call it rallying in downtown. Looting, maybe a little better word. They were in the Capitol Hill neighborhood for weeks, occupying Capitol Hill. People couldn't come and go. Businesses had to lock their doors. Well, the Seattle police officers used aggressive techniques to disperse the crowds. They used flashbang grenades, foam-tipped projectiles, blast balls. They put out pepper gas. The lead attorney, Karen Kohler, says the lawsuit was a response to shameful behavior by the city. City attorney says the case has been a significant drain on the city on time and resources. The city doesn't admit any liability, but to get rid of the lawsuit, they are paying these 50 demonstrators that, you know, they were arrested, they were caught destroying property there in the Capitol Hill and the downtown area of Seattle. They get $10 million for their efforts.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. 4 Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at 4 Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, 4 Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. 4 Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
You might hear the term pallet shelters, kind of pop-up housing, becoming more common when there are emergencies across America. Maui is using these pallet shelters post-fire there in Maui. Emergency agencies are finding the speed and ease of assembly attractive for some applications. Some cities are even using them to assist in their homeless crisis. Here in Northeast Washington, we are getting our own emergency pop-up housing called Pause Pallets. Here's more on that. Stevens County Emergency Management Director.
Hello, my name is Adina Sellers, and I am the Director of Emergency Management for Stevens County. We are proud partners with Tri-County Health District, who was able to facilitate a grant that they received utilizing COVID dollars for us to purchase something that we are calling Pause Pallets. They are temporary shelters that emergency management will be able to utilize through the county in case of any evacuation needs we may have. We can also utilize them if we need a fire camp set up. We have reached out to WSU and Stevens County Conservation District to also potentially partner with them on some future projects they have in the future. And these small houses are just temporary shelters that we can put up. They have air conditioning and heating in them and 4 bunk beds. And kind of our hope in partnering with the health district is, when we've had evacuations, staying in a gym can be very traumatic on itself. We normally utilize schools in order for evacuees to have a place to go, but if wildfires end up taking more than just a day and people have a family or they may have potentially lost their home, and while the Red Cross has been an amazing partner, sitting on a cot surrounded by strangers and not having time to be able to decompress and take in what is going on in your situation, it can be adding more trauma than we want to the situation. So our thought was, if we have these temporary shelters and we have an evacuation situation where we know that this is going to be going on for a week or so, we're going to be able to set up these shelters, and we're going to be able to offer a quieter, more personal space for people to utilize in their time of need. We did purchase 4 trailers, and so these shelters will be placed on trailers, and then these trailers will be deployed throughout the county. They are broken down on the trailers, so each trailer has 3 houses, and we've set that up so that we can actually do rapid deployment. The trailers will help us be able to more easily disperse the units, because while we say that they are portable, their back and front walls are easily 100 pounds apiece. So they're not that lightweight and portable. So being able to have them already placed up on trailers and then ready to haul throughout the county wherever we need them will hopefully increase our efficiency in being able to utilize them. We have been working on this project for just about a year, and it's finally coming to accumulation right now. We should be ready just in time for fire season, which hopefully this year, fingers crossed and knocking on wood, is very, very mild, and we won't need to evacuate anybody. As we've navigated through this project, Ferry County Emergency Management has reached out to me, and I believe that Ferry County will also now be getting 3 of these houses to be utilized up in Ferry County, and they will go and, based off of our trailer design, they're going to follow that as well and put theirs on trailers for easy deployment. So it is becoming a region-wide project.
All right. We're going to find out a little bit more about it from Northeast Tri-County Health District Administrator Matt Shawns tomorrow. But again, emergency preparedness here in the county.
Happy New Year. It's Guinevere from Saunders Furniture. My goal for 2024 is to eat healthier and get better sleep. Saunders Furniture has brand new mattresses that will help me sleep better. My favorite mattress is a Pillow Top because they're extra fluffy. Saunders has all the different mattresses to try, from fluffy to firm. You can act like Goldilocks and try out each one. For a good night's sleep, come to Saunders Furniture, located in downtown Colville. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
All right. The ballots for the February special election are being mailed this week. By the end of the week, maybe first part of next week, you'll be getting that ballot in the mail. Well, a lot of the fire districts within Stevens County have things that you're going to vote on. Just depends on where you are in the county. The fire district number 5, they provide EMS, but currently do not have a levy funding, and they want their district to pony up, help them with the EMS funding. Here's the details on that.
I'm Rich Bergstrom with Stevens County Fire District 5. I'm one of the commissioners, and we are proposing a EMS levy for our district. And our district covers the areas around Addy, Blue Creek, Summit Valley, North and South Basin on Orrin Rice, and we are about 100 square miles altogether. We respond to both fire and EMS, and this time we're asking to have an EMS levy. The levy we're asking for is 20 cents per thousand. The 20 cents per thousand on a $200,000 home would cost a person $40 a year, or $3.33 per month. The law lets us go up to 50 cents, so we try to be conservative as far as what we're asking for. The district is one of 7 districts in the county that run EMS. We're one of the few that do not have an EMS levies, but we're trying to do that. We run between 200 and 250 calls a year, with 75% of them being EMS calls. Doesn't matter who you are. If you have an accident or a call in our district, we respond to all emergencies in our district. And EMS calls can range from lift assist to someone having a heart attack to search and rescue. One of the big problems we have is our cost of maintaining our equipment has really skyrocketed. As an example, to get an EMT certified now, our costs have tripled. They've gone from $500 to $1,500 to get a person up to being an EMT. So we are really interested in having more people. The other cost is we have to maintain equipment, and some of the equipment will go out of date before they use it. So we need to have airways that are available to all the EMTs, so that if they run into a situation they need one, they will have 3 different sizes to choose from. but they will go out of date in 2 years, and so we have to throw those away and get new. So those costs are the ones that really start mounting up. The same thing with batteries on AEDs. They last for about 2 years, and then they have to be thrown out. And when you're equipping 10 different EMS responders, that becomes quite expensive. The district's tried to be very cautious of our money. We built the new station down in Addy. We were able to do it without going for a bond to our voters. We were able to do it with savings from our main budget. We got a $900,000 CDBG grant, and then we had two grants of $600,000 that were tax anticipation type bonds that we are paying for, but did not have to go out to our voters to have them increase their taxes. Our district responds a little differently than others. We try to respond from our homes. We have four EMS rigs that we have in different people's homes so that when they get a call, they don't have to go to the station. They can go directly to the call. Our district covers 100 square miles with Dunn Mountain in the middle of it, and so it saves us a lot of time not having to go to the station to respond. We also have people that are responding with their own vehicles. We're trying to do less of that so that they're using the district vehicles rather than their own vehicles. If we have fires, we often do mutual aid with all the different districts. When we had the SETI fire, we had three rigs down there helping them out. We've come and helped DNR with their rigs. We sent people over to the Oregon Road Fire to help DNR with those things. When we have a major fire, we will call for mutual aid from both District 4, which is around Chewila, and Arden, which is District 7, and they do the same thing. If they have a big incident, they will often call us for mutual aid. We work as a team throughout the county. If you have more questions, you can contact me, and my number is 509-675-2261. So I hope that you will give us support. The ballots are due back by February 13th, and I'm hoping that we will get enough people to pass the levy, and the levy has to be passed at 60% at this time. So this is a way for you to help us so that we can help you.
All right, there you have it. Again, it's a lot of square miles that they cover from Fire District 5. And they do have some vehicles where people respond right from their homes. And, of course, that kind of can mean a life or death situation when every second counts. So your ballots will be coming in the mail. And, again, when we talked with Stevens County Auditor, most of the county areas will be getting a ballot. There's a lot of different individual districts that are on this special levy ballot. So if you're in an area you think that you would be voting, like if you're in the Colville schools or the Chewila schools or in the fire districts, that you should be getting a ballot, you know, be on the watch. Probably come this weekend, maybe first part of next week when your ballot arrives. They're all being mailed. They started mailing them yesterday.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
All right, let's find out a little bit more. This is School Choice Week. Well, how do you go about choosing the right school for your children? There's a lot of opportunities out there.
My name is Shelby Doyle, and I'm the Vice President of Public Awareness at the National School Choice Awareness Foundation. So school choice includes any type of school you choose for your son or daughter, and we always recommend as parents, think about choosing a school before you get into all the rankings, the ratings, the reviews, the recommendations, everything you're going to find out as you go and look into schools deeply. Before you do that, we just encourage you to take a moment with your family and really write down and get on the same page about what's unique about your family, what your unique goals are for what you want your child's education to achieve, and what are the unique features of your son or daughter. What makes them happy? What makes them sad? What gets them motivated? What are they challenged by? And use that as a North Star to come back to. As you get into the weeds and you look at all these different options, there'll be a lot of information. And if you can have a mission statement to come back to, that'll help you make the tough decisions and stay true to what you're really trying to achieve that's unique to your family. this is a big question people ask, especially about homeschooling. So different states regulate homeschooling different ways. In Washington, in particular, homeschooling parents have to teach certain subjects and they have to assess their students, but there's not a specific certification that a parent has to have. And that is, again, a very state-specific policy. And if you are considering homeschooling, you definitely want to read up on how to do all the documentation about what I just mentioned. But all that's available on your State Department of Education website or on our website at schoolchoiceweek.com.
All right. It is School Choice Week all across the country. And Washington has some very unique regulations. And also, of course, Washington has very restrictive on where funding for education goes. So something if you are have kids that are either in school or coming up on being in school.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Oh, it was a good night last night. Isaac Jones getting 17 points, grabbed 10 rebounds. All five starters reached double digits in scoring. Washington State pulling away from Utah. 79-57 victory last night. That basketball game down in Pullman. The Cougars now 14-6 overall. They're 5-4 in the Pac-12. Washington State scored the final 9 points. The Cougars went up by 9 points twice in the first half. The Cougars, they host Colorado. That next game coming up on Saturday. We'll have that on KCVL, 1:30, pregame, 2 o'clock tip-off. WSU Cougars take on Colorado. Coming up on Friday, Kettle Falls Northwest Christian. We'll have high school basketball on the radio. It'll be Colville at Lakeside. That'll be Saturday night. That coming up, high school basketball Friday and Saturday. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by the new Grease Monkey. You'll find them at 680 South Main. They're open, ready to service your quick lube and oil change needs. No appointment necessary. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 6. You should be ready to go in about 20 minutes. You just pull up and they'll take care of you from there. If you have any questions, call Grease Monkey 509-685-7406. Well, dense fog as you see this Thursday morning. We will be having some rain again, kind of on again, off again today. The higher elevations likely going to see a little afternoon snow, be fairly light. But you want to be aware that with the dense fog, it could be freezing fog on the roadways, so be careful. Snow level at about 2,600 feet. No real accumulation. 36 for a high today. We're seeing very little changes in temperatures. 32 overnight. Tomorrow, again, getting up around 36 degrees. Dense fog, again, expected Friday morning. Rain Friday night. A little bit of rain and snow Saturday. Rain on Sunday. A little less chance of rain on Monday, but back to, pretty much guarantee we're going to see rain Tuesday and Wednesday. Temperatures are not going to cool down. We're looking at high temperatures around 40, 42 by Tuesday, Wednesday. Overnight lows right about freezing, 32 to 34 degrees. Grease Monkey, they'll wash your exterior windows, they'll vacuum the inside floor, check all the fluid levels, grease any drivetrain spots. And of course, going to check all the light bulbs, air filters, windshield wipers, all of that. They get you in and out. You don't have to make an appointment a week ahead of time. Grease Monkey, you just pull up to the door and they'll get you in and get your oil changed right there on South Main in Colville. No wind this morning. We are at 36 degrees, a little above freezing. Pretty foggy out there. No wind. The barometer is up at 30.15 here on this Thursday morning. So drive carefully. Let's be safe out there. It is 7:36. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.